"The water," he said slowly. "The flood from Moaning Myrtle's bathroom. I bet you Mrs. Norris only saw the reflection." He scanned the page in his hand eagerly. The more he looked at it, the more it made sense. "The crowing of the rooster is fatal to it," he read aloud. "Hagrid's roosters were killed. The heir of Slytherin didn't want one anywhere near the castle once the chamber was opened. Spiders flee before it. It all fits." "But how's the basilisk been getting around the place?" said Ron. "A dirty great snake someone would have seen." Harry, however, pointed at the word Hermione had scribbled at the foot of the page. "Pipes," he said. "Pipes. Ron, it's been using the plumbing. I've been hearing that voice inside the walls." Ron suddenly grabbed Harry's arm. "The entrance to the Chamber of Secrets," he said hoarsely. "What if it's a bathroom? What if it's in Moaning Myrtle's bathroom?" said Harry. They sat there, excitement coursing through them, hardly able to believe it. "This means," said Harry, "I can't be the only parcel-mouth in the school. The heir of Slytherin's one, too. That's how they've been controlling the basilisk."